Hello.
I'm calling for National Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. And what is your age?
Oh, you don't never estimate her age.
Okay, no problem.
I'm in my late 30s.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances they will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chance of 50-50, or will you vote?
I'm going to vote.
Definitely vote.
Yes.
Your motivation for putting this year presidential congressional elections in November? From 0 to 10, and it means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and then you're only motivated to vote a number between 0 and 10.
Okay, you're going in and out. Okay. 10 is being strongly motivated?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
How extremely are you from 0 to 10?
That I'm going to vote?
Yes.
10,
thank you. And what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote at 10 extremely motivated?
Oh, I think this is probably one of the most important elections of our time.
Important elections.
Yes, a lot of things on the line.
Of our time. Thank you. Moving on. Now thinking about the direction the country's headed, in general speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country's headed?
At this point, I'm very dissatisfied with the direction that the country is headed.
Thank you. In general speaking, do you approve or disapprove?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. In general speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I think if she becomes president, it's going to get better.
And right now, how do you think that it is getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I think it has gotten worse. I'm not sure if it's all the president's fault, but it's gotten worse.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering them. Who to vote in the upcoming elections for Congress and president? For each one, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. We use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's important at all. Expanding treatments and revamping services for victims of opioids and fentanyl?
10.
Thank you. Addressing the black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during, and after birth?
10.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
Thank you. Banning assault weapons?
It's a 10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10.
Thank you. Promoting kindergarten to 12 public school education?
10.
Reducing crime and violence?
10.
And raising taxes on big corporations and wealthy to make sure they pay their fair share?
10.
Thank you. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about you? Be the most you may choose to. is stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, is stopping our hard fought for rights and freedom from being rolled back, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, improving kindergarten to 12 public schools and making college more affordable, tackling inflation and improving the economy, combating the rise of the white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms.
I can only pick two?
Yes.
All of them are. The most important probably is protecting our rights in education. Those are the most important to me. All of them are very important, though.
Thank you. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, as 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and as 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use a number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, organization, please say so. J.T. Vance?
Like, I gave him a 0. I don't like him.
Cornel West?
I'm indifferent about him.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
I give her a 10.
100 is the most. It's from 0 to 100.
Oh, give her 100 then.
100. And Democrats in Congress?
I give the Democrats 100.
Barack Obama?
I give Barack 100.
Donald Trump?
A 0.
Thank you. And Hakeem Jeffries?
I don't know who that is. I have to look him up.
Don't worry. That's okay. Thank you. I know it's still a way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, independent Cornel West, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Kamala. Out of those, I would vote for Kamala.
Thank you. And generally speaking, if the elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Issues are important at this point, though. I would rather go with a Democratic candidate.
Thank you. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided to run for president in 2024, and he's endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris and to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president.
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of a sexist attack against her because she's a woman.
I strongly agree. Whether she was running for president or not, just because of her position, that probably would be true.
Thank you. Even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America.
I disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some issues that concerns that others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better handling their issues. Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom. Who will do it much better? Harris? Much better, Harris somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better?
I think Harris would do it. As far as black rights and freedom, I think Harris would do much better than Trump.
And we'll fight. Thank you. And we'll fight for people like you. Harris is much better.
Harris much better. We'd fight for people like me.
Thank you. And securing our borders. Harris much better. Harris somewhat better. Trump better. Trump much better.
I think she would somewhat better do better. I think she would do better in securing our borders.
Thank you.
Yeah, if they trump some of his ideas unrealistic.
Thank you. And gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies at that address.
Definitely Trump. I mean, definitely Harris, I mean. She would do so much
Harris.
Better. Definitely. Yes, Harris. Yes. Trump is a sexist and racist.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Now I'm going to read you some reasons others given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please raise using the scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote. A 5, it's somewhat convincing reason. A 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Some politicians in Washington are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they're willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off, quote, entitlement programs, knowing that we spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. It's important that we vote for leaders who will protect our retirement security. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you? Beautiful.
10.
Thank you. And we can use our vote to improve kindergarten to 12 education in our communities and grow opportunities for our young people. With our vote, we can demand more equitable education funding so that the quality of a public school is independent on its zip code. We can demand higher teacher pay so that we can get the best teachers, more up-to-date technology, and better after-school activities. With the power of our vote, we can improve educational outcomes for our children. From 0 to 10, how very convincing reason is for you to vote?
That's a convincing reason, 10.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. TikTok?
Yes.
Instagram?
Yes.
Facebook?
Yes.
Twitter?
No.
And YouTube?
Yes.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Say that one more time now.
I'm sorry. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I've been to college. I did 2 years of college.
Some college then, or college graduate.
Yes. Some college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
Married.
Separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Yes, I have two, a 14 and a 1 year old.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Say that one more time, sorry.
I'm sorry, how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Oh, it's a city.
I'm sorry?
I live in the city.
Okay.
I live inside the city.
So it's an urban area then. Aside from weddings and funerals on average, how often would you say do you attend to church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
I haven't been lately. I haven't been, I say hardly ever lately. I used to go all the time, but I haven't been in a few years.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say somewhat liberal.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
I am self-employed. I have my own business.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation. We appreciate your opinions.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.